Welcome back, Hemingbraniacs, to the podcast. Who are we talking about? Alan Cunningham, Lee Hunt. Alan Cunningham's claim to fame, says Swim, is he wrote imitations of old Scottish ballads. In 1809, he collected old ballads for a book of songs. However, he also sent in poems of his own, which the editor inserted, even though he may have suspected their real authorship. The poems included in the Book of Verse are quite beautiful when sung to music. Okay, well, have a Google, have a YouTube. And Lee Hunt, we only have one short poem included, but he was quite influential in his time from Poetry Foundation. Lee Hunt, prolific poet, essayist and journalist, was a central figure of the Romantic movement in England. He had remarkable insights as a literary critic and discovered and introduced the public to many poets, among them Keats, Shelley, Browning and Tennyson. He encouraged many other writers, including Charles Dickens. He was a journalist of note and was editor of the influential Examiner from its inception in 1808 to his departure for Italy in 1821. Very cool. All right, I'm going to read two more again for you tonight. Okay, who are we starting with today? Thomas Love Peacock. I'm sure he does. Born 1785, died 1866, love and age. I played with you amid cow's lips blowing when I was six and you were four. When garlands weaving flowers, balls throwing, where pleasures soon to please no more. Through groves and meads, over grass and heather, with little playmates to and fro, we wandered hand in hand together, but that was 60 years ago. You grew a lovely roseate maiden, and still our early love was strong, still with no care our days were laden, they glided joyously along. And I did love you very dearly, how dearly words want power to show. I thought your heart was touched as nearly, but that was 50 years ago. Then other lovers came around you, your beauty grew from year to year, and many a splendid circle found you the centre of its glittering sphere. I saw you then, first vows forsaking, rank and wealth your hand bestow. Oh, then I thought my heart was breaking, but that was 40 years ago. And I live on to wed another. No cause she gave me to repine, and when I heard you were a mother, I did not wish the children mine. You, my own young flock, in fair progression, made up a pleasant Christmas row, but joy in them was past expression, but that was 30 years ago. You grew a matron plump and comely, you dwelt in fashion's brightest blaze, my earthly love was far more homely, but I too had my feastal days. No merrier eyes have ever glistened around the hearthstone's wintry glow than when my youngest child was christened, but that was 20 years ago. Time passed, my eldest girl was married, and I am now a grandsire grey. One pet of 4 years old I've carried among the wild-flowered meads to play. In our old fields of childish pleasure, where now as then the cow's lips blow, she fills her basket's ample measure, and that is not 10 years ago. But though first love's impassioned blindness has passed away in colder light, I still have thought of you with kindness and shall do till our last good night. The ever-rolling silent hours we will bring a time we shall not know, when our young days of gathering flowers will be 100 years ago. The grave of love. I dug beneath the cypress shade what well might seem an elfin's grave, and every pledge in earth I laid, the earth thy false affection grave. I pressed them down, the sod beneath, I placed one mossy stone above, and twined the rose's fading wreath around the sepulchre of love. Frail as thy love, the flowers were dead, ere yet this evening sun was set, but years shall see the cypress spread, immutable as my regret. Three Men of Gotham. Seamen three, what men be ye? Gotham's three wise men we be. Whither in your bowl so free? to rake the moon from out the sea. The bowl goes trim, the moon doth shine, and our ballast is old wine, and your ballast is old wine. Who art thou so fast adrift? I am he they call old care. Here on board we will thee lift. No, I may not enter there. Wherefore so? 'Tis Jove's decree. In a bowl care may not be. Fear ye, not the waves that roll. No, in charmed bowl we swim. What the charm that floats the bowl? Water may not pass the brim. The bowl goes trim, the moon doth shine, and our ballast is old wine, and your ballast is old wine. Caroline Southey, 1787 to 1854, to death. Come not in terrors clad to claim an unresisting prey. Come like an evening shadow, death, so stealthily, so silently, and shut mine eyes and steal my breath. Then willingly, oh willingly, with thee I'll go away. When not to clutch with iron grasp, what gentlest touch me take? What need with aspect dark to scare so awfully, so terribly? The weary soul would hardly care, called quietly, called tenderly, from thy dread power to break. 'Tis not as when thou markest out the young, the blessed, the gay, the loved, the loving, they who dream so happily, so hopefully, then harsh thy kindest call may seem, and shrinkingly, reluctantly, the summoned may obey. But I have drunk enough of life, the cup assigned to me, dashed with a little sweet at best, so scantily, to know full well that all the rest more bitterly, drugged to the last will be, and I may live to pain some heart that kindly cares for me. To pain, but not to bless, O death, come quietly, come lovingly, and shut mine eyes and steal my breath, then willingly, O willingly, I'll go away with thee. Alright, that's our poems for tonight. Relatively short one tonight, but we still got through two. And that's pretty good. Alright, folks, thanks for listening. Catch you tomorrow.